Hey everyone, and welcome back to the newest edition of the Swoop Radio Station here. It's your boy Josh Sanchez, and I'm going to do a podcast with my boy John Williams tomorrow, so I hope you guys stick around for that. But for now, I'm going to do week one recap of the NFL, all the games that went down, starting with your Philadelphia Eagles. They defeated the Atlanta Falcons 18-12. The game is pretty much like a repeat of last year's postseason game. It came down to the final play. Matt Ryan to Julio Jones, but a little to avail. The Atlanta Falcons lose at the end, and the Eagles win 18-12. The New England Patriots defeated the Houston Texans 27-20. Deshaun Watson had two costly turnovers when his team mattered most, and Tom Brady had three passing touchdowns. What's new? Another same year, different year, same story. Patriots roll against the Texans 27-20. The Baltimore Ravens completely dismantled the Bills 47-3. The Ravens defense was clicking on all cylinders, and Joe Flacco has had an excellent preseason. It continued to week one. He had an amazing week one. And again, if I'm a Bills fan, I'm sick to my stomach. The rookie quarterback is starting this week. So mark your calendars, Bills fans. The Jacksonville Jaguars defeated the Giants 20-15. Saquon Barkley had a 68-yard touchdown run. He is going to be a very special running back in the NFL. So Giants fans at least have that to look forward to. Now, in terms of Flowers, their linemen, not so much. Or in terms of Eli Manning missing Odell wide open in the end zone, well, that's the story of the Giants for you guys. The Buccaneers defeated the Saints 48-40. And honestly, this game cost me $400 this week. This was the only game I got wrong when I picked them. But the Saints, their defense looked awful. Drew Brees threw for 420 yards and still lost. Saints fans, get it together. Buccaneers win 48-40. The Vikings defeated the 49ers 24-16. It came down to the end. Jimmy Garoppolo had a chance to win, but Harrison Smith picked him off. And again, the Vikings moved to 1-0 the season. The Miami Dolphins defeated the Tennessee Titans 27-20. Ryan Tannehill made his return back, and good signs for Miami fans. He had a good solid game, a little rust, but he went 20 of 28, 230 yards, two touchdowns, two interceptions. Blaine Gabbert, awful. He only threw for 117 yards. The Cincinnati Bengals defeated the Indianapolis Colts 34-23. It came down to the end. The Colts had a chance to win, but Clayton Fedelem scored on an 83-yard fumble return. So he ripped it out of the guy's hands and scored. Andrew Luck threw for over 300 yards and two touchdowns. Andy Dalton had two touchdowns of his own. Joe Mixon had 95 yards and a TD. The Cleveland Browns will no longer be 0-16 anymore as they tied the Pittsburgh Steelers 21-21. The Browns had the chance to win at the end, but their field goal kicker got blocked by T.J. Watt. If you're a Steelers fan, you're sick to your stomach. Ben Roethlisberger played total garbage out there, throwing three interceptions, completely ugly game. But other than Ben Roethlisberger, the Kansas City Chiefs rookie quarterback, Mahomes, threw for four passing touchdowns. Tyreek Hill had two on the air, caught two receiving, I mean. And he also returned a 90-yard kickoff return. I had him for fantasy. He gave me 40 points. Patrick Mahomes threw for over 250 yards and four touchdowns. The Seattle Seahawks lost to the Denver Broncos 27-24. Came down to the end. Russell Wilson threw for nearly 300 yards and three touchdowns, but he had two costly interceptions. Case Keenum threw for over 330 yards and three touchdowns. Will Disley led all receivers for Seattle, having over 105 yards. Emmanuel Sanders had 135 yards and a touchdown. The Carolina Panthers defeated the Dallas Cowboys 16-6. This game was a total slop fest from start to finish. Cam Newton did run for a score, and Christian McCaffrey led receiving. Yes, Christian McCaffrey, a running back, led receiving for the Carolina Panthers. And for the Dallas Cowboys, same old, Jason Garrett's just going to continue to clap. Ezekiel Elliott scored the only touchdown of the game for the Cowboys. The Washington Redskins, led by 33-year-old Adrian Peterson, He had over 100 yards and a touchdown last week. He scored his 100th career rushing touchdown. The Washington Redskins steamrolled the Arizona Cardinals 24-6. The Green Bay Packers and that bad man Aaron Rodgers. When I tell you this man was out for the first three quarters of the game pretty much, and the Bears looked like they were about to win. The score, the Packers were down 20-0. And then the Bears, they did kick a field goal, but Aaron Rodgers, he literally said it best. He said all he was thinking about was scoring 21 points. That's all he was thinking about. And this man was throwing lasers across the field. He is truly an amazing quarterback, one of the best to do it. And Packers defeat the Bears 24-23 in an epic fourth quarter comeback. The Packers were down by more than 20 points going into the fourth quarter. The New York Jets steamrolled and dismantled the Detroit Lions on Monday night, defeating them 48-17. Sam Darnold may have thrown his first career pick six on his first pass attempt, but he bounced back strong, and the Jets forced five interceptions for the game, but four from Matthew Stafford, as again the Jets steamrolled the Detroit Lions. And to conclude the games, the Los Angeles Rams defeated the Oakland Raiders 33-13. The game was 13-10 at halftime. The Rams came in, made adjustments in the second half, and completely destroyed John Gruden's return to Oakland. They should have never got rid of Khalil Mack, folks. But this concludes week one's recap of the games. How do you guys feel? Who are your biggest takeaways and winners? Swoop Radio is going to talk about that next, so stick around. You guys listen to Swoop Radio with Josh Sanchez. Check me out on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and on Google Play. Hope you guys have a great night. And this is Josh signing off. Swoop!
It's about to go down.
It is time for Sanchez's final words. You guys heard that, folks. It is time for Sanchez's final words. And I'm going to conclude Swoop Radio's segment about the NFL. I'm going to do some week one standouts. I'm going to conclude with a couple breaking news. Josh Allen for the Buffalo Bills will make his first career start next week. And as a Bills fan, I would be pretty hyped for that because Josh Allen, again, is a very good rookie. He's not as good as Sam Darnold right now. I think Sam Darnold is the most NFL-ready rookie right now, and Jets fans should be ecstatic. They finally have a guy that they can lean towards. But my biggest standouts from week one, definitely Tampa Bay. If you were to tell me that Ryan Fitzpatrick would throw for over 400 yards and four touchdowns, you'd probably be saying, and Drew Brees threw for over 430 yards and three touchdowns, and you were to tell me that the Buccaneers won the game, you would have been telling me one of my smoking or one of my on or something. But that's what happened last Sunday, and the Buccaneers had the biggest win by far. In terms of standouts, the Browns, how about tying the Pittsburgh Steelers? I mean, we all knew coming in the Steelers were going to be a little bit of a disappointment with Le'Veon Bell. But Le'Veon Bell's replacement, James Conner, had a great game. 31 carries for 135 yards and two touchdowns. He really stepped in when this team needed him. It wasn't his fault. It was just Big Ben threw three interceptions and had an awful game. But another big standout was the Chiefs and Mahomes. Four touchdowns from a rookie. That is highly impressive. Well, he's not a rookie, my fool. He sat his rookie year. But still, like, it's his first career NFL start, and he's slinging the rock to Tyreek Hill like it's nothing. Another big statement win again, Packers. The way how Aaron Rodgers just came back and just had that amazing performance. He is one of the best to do it, and that's why he shows everyone he's the highest paid player in the NFL right now. Give that man his respect. Aaron Rodgers is a bad man that you do not want to face. The Jets, huge statement, 48-17 beat down. The Jets defense was picking off everything, And they actually look like a legit defense out there. So Jets fans should be excited for the future of the team. Another standout, I would say the Eagles had a good standout win. I get it, they were home favorites, but to win without Carson Wentz, to win without Bradham on the defensive side, like, this team was a little bit banged up. Offense looked awful, and they still held Atlanta to just 12 points. The Eagles defense should really be excited. Eagles fans should be excited about their defense. Their defense is here to stay, and their defense is hungry. The way how their defensive line penetrates and dominates, it's like a cheat code in Madden. It's just, you just can't stop it. But another big standout win that I have the Redskins. That was a big statement win. Who would have thought the Redskins would have came into Arizona and win 24-6? And Adrian Peterson had 96 yards and a touchdown. And he also had 70 receiving yards. So he had my fault from the last segment. He had 150, over like 150 yards combined from both the air and the ground. So who would have thought? Alex Smith had a good efficient game, 21 of 30, 255, and two touchdowns. So the Redskins are 1-0, folks. What do you guys think about week one? Who are your standouts from week one? Feel free to call into the station and voice your opinion. You guys are listening to Swoop Radio with Josh Sanchez on the Anchor app. Check me out on Spotify and also check me out on Google Play and Apple Podcasts. Again, I also have another podcast posted tomorrow with my boy John Williams. Hope you guys have a great night. This is Josh signing off. Swoop!
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.